Yes, Leopold. The leader of the Foundation himself is coming to Anacreon on your birthday. Probably to soothe us with buttered words. But it won't help him.
Salver Hardin?
It was the merest murmur. Weenus frowned. Are you afraid of the name? It is the same Salver Hardin who, on his previous visit, ground our noses into the dust. You're not forgetting that deadly insult to the royal house? And from a commoner, the dregs of the gutter. No, I guess not. No, I won't. I won't. We'll pay him back. But I'm afraid a little. The regent rose. Afraid? Of what? Of what, you young... He choked off. It would be, sort of blasphemous, you know, to attack the Foundation. I mean... He paused. Go on. Leopold said confusedly, I mean, if there were really a galactic spirit, he, it mightn't like it. Don't you think? No, I don't, was the hard answer. Weenus sat down again and his lips twisted in a queer smile. And so you really bother your head a great deal over the galactic spirit, do you? That's what comes of letting you run wild. You've been listening to Verisov quite a bit, I take it. He's explained a great deal about the galactic spirit. Yes? Why, you unweaned cub, he believes in that mummery a good deal less than I do, and I don't believe in it at all. How many times have you been told that all this talk is nonsense? Well, I know that. But Verisov says, damnation to Verisov, it's nonsense. There was a short, rebellious silence, and then Leopold said, everyone believes it just the same. I mean, all this talk about the prophet Harry Seldon and how he appointed the Foundation to carry on his commandments that there might someday be a return of the earthly paradise, and how anyone who disobeys his commandments will be destroyed for eternity. They believe it. I've presided at festivals, and I'm sure they do. Yes, they do. But we don't. And you may be thankful it's so, for according to this foolishness, you are king by divine right, and are semi-divine yourself. Very handy. It eliminates all possibilities of revolts and ensures absolute obedience in everything. And that is why, Leopold, you must take an active part in ordering the war against the Foundation. I am only regent and quite human. You are king, and more than half a god to them.